Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Chavov in the Art School Oyz V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni, starting at Loch Ches, three lines down from the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Shloish Advoim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, Vechachoy Moisrim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed three things, Chachoy said you're not allowed to. What is it? Parotza Yoyso Beritzua Shebin Karnel. His cow went around with a strap among it on its horns. Rabbanu, this is called a mosoi. It's something which is just carrying. The same way Adam can't carry, his animal can't carry either. And according to Blaz ben Azariah, that's part of the shmirah of the cow, and that's allowed. Umikar di mesabeim or biyamtiv. And he used to comb, brush the animal on yamtiv. Veshoichikim is a pilpilim berichaim shalem. He used to grind the pepper in their special vessel that's meant to grind pepper. Vidoimir ain't mikar di mesabeimo. You're not allowed to comb the behemo, shuois a chabura, because it causes a chabura, it can cause blood to come out of the animal. Ava mikar tzefim. Meaning, usually a comb which has larger, thicker teeth to it, so it doesn't cause the behemo to hurt. You can't do neither, we'll see in the Gemara why. So Gemara, Bor, Shmuel, Tarv, Eir, and Amrin, they both said, when they say you're not allowed to have this ritsua in the horns of the paro, of the cow, even if he's going to use it to pull the animal, it's also asur. Rabboi b'shem Shmuel, mitakarnu g'ducha mutur. If the horn has a hole in it, meaning he pierced a hole in the horn of the animal and tied the ritsua to it, then it's okay. So Chaim explains, according to this mandama, the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because maybe it's going to fall off. So once you have a hole in the horn, it's tied over there, you know it's not going to fall off. That's how you can use this ritzuah. I had a question to Rabbo, and this is what I said, according to Rabbi Chaim, that's the Omar here meaning. The only thing we said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to carry is hanoka b'choytim, which means hanoka is a female camel, a wild camel. You're allowed to have a nose ring and to carry through there. Why? Because it's a wild camel. Masha regular carry, you can't do it, even if you have a hole in the horn. And the Gemara does not answer this question. You have an axe, it was a bad axe, meaning it's a dangerous axe. He could go on Shabbos with his bit, which means it's a type of shmir. He needs that guarding that will hold on, that will be able to hold and guard this shur. And that's what he's allowed to do, and he'll take it on Shabbos with this special shmir. In the Bavel, they agreed to this. You have a wild donkey. Donkey who is dangerous. Yaitzir from Yeshalo, he goes with his bit, which means what was guarded, he put on his mouth, even though it's a regular animal, maybe he can't do it, he could do it because that's his Shemira. Ravilo of Yudim Shem Shem Rabchio, Kelev Yaitzir Besoyger Shaloi. A dog could go out with his collar. Imla Kois Boyosu, if the purpose is just to hit the dog, so then it's a carry, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara Daf, Chavov on base. Im Bishul Shaloi, Lechol of Saroi. But if it's in order to protect the dog, in order that his afsar is the knot that you have, the rope you have around it, should not go and eat into his body, so then it's mutter, because then it's a shmira. Says the more gneva omar halocho hayam melam adubo. So our Mishnah mentioned that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had his cow going out with the ritzua around its horns. And the Gemara on Shabbos, it says, shalor ritzua chachom, chachom, we're not happy with him. So what exactly chachom, we're not happy with him? So says the Gemara now, that he was teaching the halocha to people. If you just taught the halacha but didn't do the maise, so why be we not happy with him? He had a different opinion, but he didn't pass it otherwise. Tana of Yudah Pazi, the Bardalio, that's his name, Omrili told him, either get up or remove the strap from the horns, meaning he actually did the maise. It wasn't that he did lamaise, but he was arguing so strongly against it, they had to tell him just to calm down, to cool down, not to argue so much. One time his cow actually did go out with the ritzuo, and he was so upset that he did something wrong against his chaverim, that he did tanius and tzoymus. Reb Chaim explains tanius means a full day, and tzoym means only half a day, and his teeth became black from so many fasting. Omar Avidi the Chutro, that's another name, Ishtravis, it wasn't a cow, it was his wife that went out with something which Chacham said you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos for a woman. But they called it Parah, they didn't want to say it was his wife. How do you know you could use the word cow to refer to a wife? Because it says, so he's referring to his wife, and he called it a glossy, called it his calf. Tamanamin, in the Talmud Bavli, he said, it was his neighbor. But we associate with him because of his neighbor. Says more, why? Should some be punished for his neighbor? Amav Kiris, the Irma, that's his name again. Someone has the ability to do a mecha, to rebuke someone who's doing something wrong. He doesn't do it, so it's considered to be as if he did it. So that's why if Elazar ben Azariah did not tell his neighbor to stop, so it's considered to be as if he is the one who went out with his parah, with a ritzua. So the Ezu Akirut that we said that according to Chacham you're not allowed to do, Eilu Aktanim Shemois B'chabura is the small ones that make a chabura that cause a blemish to the animal. Kirtzuf is using a comb of what? Eilu Akdanim Sheinu Sechabura is the one that has larger teeth, doesn't do a chabura. V'chorim Oimi Ein Mekardim V'aflo Mekardim. According to Chacham you can't do neither. Why? Ein Mekardim Shalei Avodei Chabura, that's a small teeth you can't do because it causes a blemish in the animal. V'lo Mekardim Shalei Avodei Tlisho. Kirtzuf will cause you to do Tlisho, to pull out hair. And if you can't do kids of it as well, you now comb the animal and all on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Chavov.